Help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Are we live? Are we live? Okay, let's go. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Wherever you are, open your mouth and give God thanks. Sorry, we are starting and running very late. We have to sort out a few things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the Hallelujah Challenge. Wherever you are, lift your hands and just bless Him. Magnify Him. Glorify Him. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We come with a grateful heart. We come with a grateful heart. We come with a grateful heart. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Okay, I see and people are still logging on. I just wanted to give us instructions for tonight. I'd posted that tonight is a very, very important follow-up from yesterday. And one of the things we're going to do to make sure that everything that has happened in the previous days manifests is we're going to engage Thanksgiving. Say Thanksgiving. Shout and say Thanksgiving. Every time we give thanks for what God has spoken, we hasten it to come to pass. Amen. Therefore, Thanksgiving brings about manifestation. Say Thanksgiving brings about manifestation. Say Thanksgiving brings about manifestation. Remember, there were 10 lepers that were cleansed. One went back. And while conversing with Jesus, Jesus said, your faith has made you what? Whole. Hallelujah. So there was something else remaining that did not manifest until he gave thanks. Now, every prophetic word spoken over us in the past 15 days, we're going to spend time thanking, singing unto the Lord. And as we sing, you will notice things will start happening very fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we will give thanks. And after we have given thanks, we are going to pray some very strategic prophetic prayers. You know, I was resting and I had one or two dreams. I think one. And in the dream, I saw myself holding my hands with two other persons and we prayed a prayer. And I concluded that when we come tonight, we are going to pray the same set of prayers. Amen. So it's very important. And let me say this, for people who cherry pick spiritual events, okay, for people who say, well, yesterday we advertised that Apostle Selman and Messi Chinwo are coming, but today there's no such advert, so I won't come today. You should change yourself. Say, you should change yourself. You see, God is the one that decides when your word will come. The Bible says, until his word came, the word of God tried him. So there is a time and a season. Yes, there are special services, you know, with great and powerful anointing, but God is still the God of the still small voice. Hallelujah. He comes in the most unexpected places, and we've seen that time and again in the Hallelujah Challenge. So my advice to you would be, don't miss any day. Say, don't miss any day. And even during the sessions, don't miss any moment. Hallelujah. And today is one of those very important days that may not look like it, because today we will be ministering to God and telling him thank you, singing songs of thanks, appreciating him. Amen. And as we give thanks, you will see the result. Let's read Jeremiah 30 verse 19 and see what thanksgiving does. Thanksgiving brings about multiplication. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. And remember, yesterday, Apostle helped open us up to our core scripture, Acts 16:25. You know, showing us, I mean, I've read that scripture a lot, but to see again in a new light that all doors are open. So there is a key that opens all doors, and it's in that scripture. Perhaps, does it mean that if we praise him at midnight and we pray, and it is loud, all doors open? No wonder in the Hallelujah Challenge we have, you know, people get pregnant, people heal, people have scholarship, you know, people are delivered, all sorts of doors open. That made sense to us yesterday. Amen. And by the way, Apostle has said to convey his gratitude. You know, he's not on social media per se, but says I should tell the people thank you for such overwhelming love you've given, and also from Mercy, from Sister IT, from everyone, from the team, everyone you've blessed, they've said to say a big thank you. And the God you've honored in them will honor you. Jeremiah 30:19. Want to go? And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Hallelujah. 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 Thanksgiving is, we don't thank God in a service to wait for the main thing to happen. It's the main thing. It's the crux. It's one of the crux of our meeting. So we're going to begin now. Now, I'm going to ask us, at some point, you will take your journals. You won't ask God to do anything. You will just say, thank you for the things that you've done in these journals. Amen. So we'll begin to give thanks. Number one, say number one. Let's thank God for every day of the Hallelujah Challenge. Everything he has done. Every single day of the Hallelujah Challenge. For 16 days, uninterrupted. Make it loud. Open your mouth and give thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God. Father, we thank you. Make sure you are giving thanks. 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 Give him thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for every day of the Hallelujah Challenge. Mention the days one by one. For day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, day eight, day nine, day ten, day 11, day 12, day 13, day 14, Thank you for day 15. We thank you for today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the planning. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the idea of the Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you for making us a joy of many generations. Thank you for those praying, those planning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank God for every testimony, every breakthrough, every deliverance, for the lost He has saved, for every prophetic word, for every good thing, for His goodness that He has dispensed every single day. Open your mouth and say, Father, we thank you. Open your mouth loud, loud, loud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the testimonies of every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you praise. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the atmosphere we enjoyed yesterday. The intensity of your glory in the Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you. Now say thank you for every prophetic word that you've spoken over us. Thank you because they have come to pass. One of the ways we place a demand on prophetic word is to give thanks. Say, I thank you. Thank you because your word will not fall to the ground. I want you to lift up your voices wherever you are. This is very important. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Today is a day of thanksgiving. Very important day. For as we give thanks, there will be a performance of the things that have been spoken. You have done so much for me, I cannot tell you no. Just joining us, let me repeat the instruction again. What we feel led to do today is to spend ample time, say ample time, thanking God for what He has done these past few days, and explain the principle that thanksgiving always brings about a manifestation. You read the scripture, Jesus was standing by Lazarus' tomb. He was dead 4 days. We spoke about restoration and resurrection yesterday. And rather than begin to pray and command, he just said, Father, I thank you. And he that was dead came back to life. Now, we are thanking him for the previous days and for the word he has spoken concerning us. One of the ways we are waging war with the prophetic word is through thanksgiving. As we thank God, in the coming days, we will see those words hasten to pass. Amen. And we have a couple of prophetic instructions tonight. I was in a dream and I saw myself pray some prayers. And then I had some inspiration by way of words of knowledge. Amen. Amen. And we're going to pray that today. One of the things we will pray, there are people who have made mistakes. Tonight, God is going to turn those mistakes around for your good. Mistakes that have haunted people for years. I heard the word mistakes. Mistakes. God's going to, what the enemy meant for evil, tonight he will turn them around for good. And by extension, he will keep others from making some destiny-altering mistakes. So we are going to pray in a fireful way. And then we said we are going to pray for our children. I feel a leading to pray for our children today. We will cover them in the blood of Jesus. We will cover them in the blood of Jesus. So please remind me in case I begin to get too excited praising God. Amen. What else are we going to do? Then another instruction is I'm going to give us a charge. There's been word spoken over us. So there's favor on you. Say there's favor. Say there's favor on you. Say I'm blessed already. But you see, that favor needs a platform to express itself. So you can't sit at home doing nothing and say, I have favor. Amen. I was meditating. I've been indicting a good, issue based on Luke 5. Jesus, was hanging around with the disciples. And then he borrowed Peter's boat to fish. Peter hadn't caught anything. Okay, he was broke. And then after Jesus had finished ministering, he told him, launch out into the deep for a great catch. Amen. That was an expert fisherman. Now, the instruction is, during or after the Hallelujah Challenge, you are going to start doing big things. Say big things. Okay, fat. I might as well just say it now. Start dreaming big. In other words, take action. Take steps of faith. Don't just sit at home saying, I have favor. Apply for that big job. Go for that big meeting. Write that big application. Amen. Make that move. Singles, make that move. People believing for children, make that move. Just take steps of faith and that favor will manifest. That is an instruction that's been in my spirit. Don't just sit at home saying, I have favor. I'm claiming. As you are claiming, take steps of faith. Tell somebody, launch out into the deep. Let me say it again. That's a prophetic word for people. This Hallelujah Challenge is for you to launch out into the deep. Say not small things. Say big things. Say deep things. The kind of favor you have is for big things. This favor that has come these days is for big things. You better write it down. Say, as for me, I will launch out into the deep. Say, this is the word of the Lord to me. I'm launching out into the deep. Now, when you launch out into the deep, you will have a net. I saw net breaking harvest. I can't hear you. If you fish in a gutter, you will catch tadpoles. Eh? No, it's not a prayer. If you fish in a gutter, you will catch tadpoles. Small, small things. If you fish in the deep, you will catch big fishes. Amen. Amen. Say fish in deep waters. Fish in deep waters. You don't just say amen to everything. No. You have to hear. Amen. I said, if you fish in the gutter, you will catch small fishes. So launch out into the deep. Tell somebody, launch into the deep. Are you ready? And we have some powerful scriptures to pray. Now let's begin to praise God. Give God a shout of praise. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, the lover of my soul. Alpha and Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations,
there is no one like you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
hear a song of favor. I don't know why favor keeps coming. Somebody pray in tongues so that I can get it for you. Pray in tongues so I can launch it to the deep and pull it out. I see your favor all around. Your favor all around. I see 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 your favor right beside me. I see your favor right beside me. I see your favor all around 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 me. Open your mouth and declare that you see his favor all around. It's a prophecy. It's a declaration. I see your favor right behind me. I see your favor right behind me. I see your favor right within me. I see your favor right upon me. I see your glory all around me. I see his glory all around you. I see God's glory all around me. I see your favor all around me. Favor, favor all around me. Favor, favor on my children. Favor, favor on Nigeria. Favor, favor on my marriage. Favor, favor on my business. I see your favor all around me. All of us had a Kadea. Numbers 21:17. This is how we get things done in the spirit. We speak our reality. Then stand. Then Israel stand. This song. Spring up. Oh well. Sing ye unto it. I see your favor on Nigeria. I see your favor on Nigeria. I see your favor on our nation. I see your glory on Nigeria. I see your glory on Nigeria. I see your glory on our nation. I see your favor on our business. I see your favor on our children. Favor, favor on our children. We thank you for your favor. We give you thanks for your favor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okima Konga. There is a favor for the dancers tonight. Let that favor drop like rain. Thank you.
Testify to your neighbor. Tell them, look at me well. Say, look at me very well. After this challenge, you will see a brand new version. You will see a favored version. Say, you are looking at a blessed version. You are looking at an upgraded version. Now, somebody dance,
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 somebody dance. Lift your hands up, you prophesy by a prophet. Israel was delivered by a prophet. He was preserved. You are going higher. You are going forward. The Egyptians you saw yesterday, you see them no more. I say you are going higher.
Thank you.
your mouth and begin to call God by name. Declare His glory. Call Him by His name. In your dialect. In your language. Jehovah Murum. And be carrying on His song. Somebody dance before Him. As you dance, He is walking. He is walking. He is turning. He is turning. He is turning. He is healing. He is breaking. He is doing. He is lifting. He is healing. Open your mouth and bless His name. Give Him praise. Thank you for favor. I thank you for favor. I thank you for healing. I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you for victory. I thank you for victory. I thank you for victory. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you for favor. I thank you for baby. I thank you for my baby. I thank you for my husband. You better open your mouth though. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my school. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my business. I thank you for the nation. I thank you for anointing. Thank you for revelation. I thank you for the church. We thank you for election. We thank you for Nigeria. We thank you for our nation. We thank you for your word. We thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for my miracle. Hey! Thank you for my triplets. Thank you for the twins. Thank you for the contract. I see somebody signing a mega contract. Demonstrate it. I see you signing a mega contract. By the mighty hand of the Lord, let it come to pass. Let it come to pass. It shall come to pass. Say, come. Come to pass. Come to pass. Every word. Every word of the Lord. Prophecy. Every dream. According to His will. Every vision. Word of favor. Word of knowledge. The word of the Lord. Come to pass. Come to pass. Come to pass. Come to pass. Shall come to pass. Your children. Your children. Your healing. Your favor. Your school. Your master's. PhD. Traveling. Nigeria. New 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 Nigeria. Righteousness. Righteousness in this nation. New Nigeria. New Nigeria. New Nigeria. Come to pass. Come to pass. You will see it. We shall see it. The gospel. Revival in the nation. Souls. Harvest of souls. God's kingdom. The will of God. The will of God. In my life, the will of God. Let there be light. Let there be light. Nigeria, rise. Nigeria, rise. Rise up and begin to fly. Nigeria, begin to rise. Nigeria, rise. In the name of Jesus. Nigeria, rise. Out from the ashes. From the ashes. From the doldrums. From the feet. From the woods. From the grave. New Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. As I blow my trumpet, you will shout. You will shout. Father, as I blow, let there be a performance in every life. Let the barren bring forth children. Let the single be set to families. Let the unemployed be employed. Let doors be open. Doors, all doors. That's what you promised in Acts 16. 25. As we pray and pray, all doors will open. Let the doors open now. Let the doors open. Open up.
Thank him that is warring in praise. That's high praise. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Today, give him thanks. We are not just making a noise. We are making statements in the spirit. Thank you. Say, Father, I thank you for your word has come to pass. Hallelujah. Somebody drew my attention that I was in Atlanta ministering to a dear woman of God. Most of the young people, especially ladies, know her. Tiffany Montgomery. And I'm saying that not to, you know, blow the trumpet, but because I want to prophesy with it. And we were in meanwhile, I cover her testimony by the blood of Jesus. Say, we cover that testimony by the blood of Jesus. You know, I didn't know anything. I just went there ministering, blowing my horn as God has anointed me, because he promised that every time I blow my horn, the heavens will open and he will visit God's people. And I began to declare that it's a new day in their families. I began to declare that it's a new day. And then after the service, I walked to her to say, would you like to get married? And then we just released a word. And in our word, she said, 1 week after that, the man came. 3 months. And there was a word that in 70 days, that will happen. And in 3 months, she sent me a testimony. And the testimony is this. She said to me, I think, I hope, because I don't like to exaggerate, but I hope what I'm saying is right, that in their family, something like no lady or so, or maybe they don't get married or they don't stay married, and that the curse has been broken. Now, I want to stand on that testimony to prophesy to our singles. See, please hear me. People who try to be deeply spiritual and say to people, okay, stop praying about marriage, you know, seek for deep things. Of course, we seek for deep things. We seek first the kingdom. But there's nothing that says we cannot pray. You see, many times people who are saying that are in their houses, they are married, on their bed, they are warm. They are enjoying the goodies of marriage. And then they tell you, you are not deep. Every daughter of Zion that desires to get married, whose time has come, may I prophesy in the next 90 days, that amen is weak. And I know there are people in this place, people don't want to get married. In the next 90 days, let the favor that makes you prepared rest on you now. Every son of God, every child of God, young man who is ready to settle down, but who is saying, Lord, open my eyes or send me someone. In the next 90 days, let there be an avalanche of kingdom connections. Maritally, in the name of Jesus. When they come, you will know. No longer will you meet a wolf in sheep's clothing. No longer will you meet a he-goat or a she-goat. You will meet the one that God has made for you. In the name of Jesus. I just felt like doing that there. Let's go to Joshua 21:45. Everybody stand. Let's pray some prayers now. My friend sent me this yesterday after the service, and it really resonated with me. Minister Aaron, T. Aaron, thank you. I celebrate you. And he resonated with me, Nathania. Before you go and speak, before you go and spark. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to laugh in the presence of God. Give me the amplified. Okay, let's read the King James first. Let's read together. One, two, go. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. You see why we were chanting, shall come to pass. In fact, while I was chanting that, I didn't remember that we had this scripture. So in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall be established. So tonight is a day that things will come to pass. After you log off from today, put there, and it came to pass. Don't put it shall come to pass. Speak in the past tense. And it came to pass. In brackets, you put those things. What did I say? Let's read that Ezra 4:16 scripture that apostle. Say, God bless Apostle Sema. Hey! The guy just has a way. That's not the scripture. The one he said, yes. About the prophet. They prospered by the prophet. Okay. 6:14. Okay, it's the other way around. Amen. Because I'm a lover of the word of God. So when I see people who handle it well, they bless me. Amen. Amen. Now, you see, and the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through what? How? Through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel. And according to the... Say we prosper through the prophetic. To the prophetic. And we can finish things through the prophetic. Let's borrow another scripture to confirm that. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. In the matter of 2 or 3 witnesses, the word shall be established. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And it's true. The person you are seeing here is also a product of the prophetic. Those people who were a city of David who are here will know what I'm talking about. The city of David people know what I'm talking about. The things I'm doing, Pastor Esco spoke it. I'll be in a service. He'll be preaching. He'll just stop. Nathaniel, come here. Come here. Very soon, the world will sing your songs. This was about maybe 15 years ago. There was a day he called me and said, you'll be on CNN. He just said those things. And I was on CNN. It was the same Pastor Esco that looked at Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. He told the church, he said, look at him, he will end up in Aso Rock. When that happened, Pastor Esco or himself was eating moi moi at a function. He said he will end up in Aso Rock. He's in Aso Rock today. So, I know the prophetic. I've seen the I know it. And by God's grace, we've seen God use the prophetic on our mouth to propel people. So, we are standing on the prophetic to pray that Joshua scripture, that every word that was spoken came to pass. Let's go back. Let's read this. Want to go? And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and shall establish. Believe his prophets. You see, two scriptures on prospering by the prophetic. Let's go to that Joshua scripture. You are going to pray this. This prayer is making a demand on every word that was spoken over you. Since the beginning of this challenge, especially yesterday, you will place a demand. Go to the Amplified for this. People around the world, are you ready to pray? Want to go? Not one of the good promises which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel failed. All had come to pass. You see, past tense. Please pray this on two levels. That every prophetic word, every good one, you see, the good one, so specify it. Are you ready to pray? This prayer, I want to hear intensity. What did I say? Volume and action. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, not one of the good promises which the Lord has spoken to us in this challenge, in this hallelujah challenge, shall fail to come to pass. All shall come to pass. Concerning Nigeria, concerning the church, concerning my life, concerning my family, everything. Every good word, every good promise shall come to pass. Open your mouth and place a demand. Father, we insist that every good word that have been spoken concerning Nigeria, concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning the church of God, shall come to pass. All shall come to pass. Not one of these good promises shall fail. Not one. Not one. Every utterance that has come out of my mouth for God's people, every one of them shall come to pass. For those in this studio, for those on Instagram,
For those on YouTube, for those on MixLR, for those on Facebook, and any other platform, every good word spoken by your servants, the prophet, every good one spoken by Apostle Selman yesterday, spoken by Mercy Chinwo, spoken by Pastor I.T. Dennis Ian, spoken by yours truly, Nathaniel Bassi, over your people, not one shall fail to come to pass. Every good word. Every good word that have been spoken in this Hallelujah Challenge, let them come to pass speedily. Hasten your word to perform it. Hasten your word to perform it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say with me, a prophetic word is a check. Until it is presented, it cannot be cashed. That's how it works. A prophetic word is a check that you present and take delivery of the value. Without presenting it, you cannot take delivery of the value. Now you prayed for every good word in this Hallelujah Challenge. There are promises over your life that have become proverbs. They've been hanging. Tonight is the night. It's called the All Came to Pass night. Remember, we were chanting. I didn't know that I will read this scripture again. Please believe the grace of God on my life. I know how the prophetic works with me. And those of you who know, you know a bit. I didn't, while we were chanting that, the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Spirit, took us there to chant that so that we will see the scripture. So that tonight becomes a night where you insist, say insist, that every good word spoken over your life come to pass. Now, maybe some people have time. You may postpone yours till tomorrow. Or maybe November challenge. Jesus will go to people and ask them, do you want to be made whole? If they said no, there is nothing the Son of God could do. Are you ready to present your check? Are you ready to present your check? Say, Father, every good word that have been spoken concerning my life all these years that have not come to pass, tonight I insist they must come to pass. Open your mouth and insist. Every good word that you have given me, I insist they must come to pass. The words my Elton spoke about Nigeria must come to pass. Every good word. Say, I place a demand on the grace of God that by your grace and mercy, every good word that has been spoken, a hanging must begin to drop. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's pray for our children so I don't forget. Let's pray for our children. Hallelujah. First, we are going to cover our children by the blood of Jesus. That in this season, our children are covered. Amen. Exodus 12, verse 13. Let's pray the word. And call them by their names.
If you have your children, call them by your names. Cover our children by the blood of Jesus. Then we'll read, after praying the blood, we'll read Psalm 144, verse 12. One to go. And the blood shall be. Remember that there was a time that Herod wanted to take out Jesus. Remember, the Herod spirit is that one that, you know, seeks to kill children in their infancy. We will cover our children in the blood of Jesus. In this season, that our children are blood covered. Say, Father, we cover our children by the blood of Jesus. Say, the spirit of Herod shall not see them. They shall not be a victim of the devilish agenda of blood-sucking demons. This season, open your mouth and pray. Father, I cover David, Zoe, in the blood. Open your mouth and cover our children. Somebody pray. We cover our children. Every child in the oasis. Every child in our family. I use David. Cover our children by the blood of Jesus in this season, this election period. The blood of sprinkling exempts our children from evil. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Psalm 144, 12 and 13. One to go. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Let's go to Luke 2:52. And Jesus did what? Increased in wisdom and stature and in favor. Say, Father, our children shall increase in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Open your mouth and pray. And our sons will grow like nurtured plants. Our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. In the name of Jesus, we pray Isaiah 8:18. That I and the children you are giving are meant for signs and for wonders in Israel, in Nigeria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Say, our children will not be abused. They will not be defiled. They will not be initiated into evil. In the name of Jesus, they will not be kidnapped. Oh, Father, we remember Leah Shaibu. Oh, goodness me. We remember Leah Shaibu. Lord, please remember Leah and other kidnapped children. Set them free, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And so shall it be. Now we're going to pray for everyone who has made a mistake. Who feels they've made a major mistake in life. I heard the word mistakes. We're going to pray it in twofold. that God will turn those mistakes around for good. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn around for good. And that God will deliver us from making destiny-altering mistakes. Romans 8:26. And I heard the word tissue. Anyone with having a medical condition that has to do with your tissue, as I stretch forth my hands, I declare that situation, that condition reversed right now. Conditions with your tissue. Conditions with your tissue. It is reversed right now. Any daily, who will have the potential of a cardiac arrest, and you, they will, it will be said of you that you just dropped and it was a cardiac issue. We decree that by the mercy of God, you'll be delivered from cardiac arrest. Be delivered from heart attack. I use you as a point of contact. Anyone that shall be said, they just slumped under the sound of my voice. The Lord rescues you from the power of the grave. In the name of Jesus. Anyone who will say, because you struggle for breath, you run out of breath, and you just collapse, the Lord rescues you from the power of the grave. We breathe life into your nostrils right now, into your organs, into your respiratory system. In the name of Jesus, we come against COVID. COVID, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name. What was I going to pray before that? Mistakes. Let's read verse 28. Let's go. Want to go. And we know that all things work together for good. Them that love God. Them that are called. Say, Father, every mistake I have made shall be turned around for my good. Say, Father, deliver me from making destiny altering mistakes. Open your mouth and pray. Any major mistake people have made that has determined the course of their life and is hindering them, by the mercy of God, what the enemy meant for evil has been turned around for good. Father, in your mercy, deliver me from making a destiny-altering mistake. If it remains a fraction of a second to make a mistake, deliver me. Deliver Nigeria. Hey, in Jesus' mighty name. That hit me as I mentioned Nigeria. This weekend, may we not make destiny. May we not vote people that would seal the fate of Nigeria. Say, Father, deliver Nigeria from making a destiny altering mistake for evil. In other words, that we would make a mistake in this election that will seal our faith. Say, by the mercy of God, deliver us, help us. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I beg, please, may we not make, bring my voter's card, let's pray this. May we not make the mistake that will make us regret for life. The kind of mistake that will steal the faith of this nation for evil and for bad. May we not make it. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, PFN and CAN, I think CAN, the group that we belong to, have urged us, any pastor, and I think I qualify. I'm not just a music minister, but I pastor a local assembly, so I'm a leader in the body of Christ. And there is a certain way we are supposed to, their ethics, you know, we're supposed to abide by. But we've been told to encourage our people to vote, okay, and vote in this election. So number one, please come Saturday, go out and vote. This is my own voter's card. Immediately after the challenge, I will leave, go close to my polling unit and vote. Amen. Vote, please put Daniel 6, verse 4, NIV. We are asked to encourage you to vote people with character. Say character.
Character.
People who are competent. Say competent. People who have capacity. Amen. Now, because we pastor people of all persuasions, I'm not supposed to force my choice on you. I have my own candidate. Amen. Let's read this scripture. My candidate is right here. The administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could not find corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. This is not just for the presidential. Across all board. Across what?
All
board. We must vote people who are not corrupt, people who are trustworthy and competent, who have capacity. Say, Father, help us to vote aright this weekend. In the name of Jesus, may this election produce the new Nigeria. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. A few more prayer points. Please don't rush off. Don't rush off. I told you I had a dream today. In the dream, let me have two people. Come. In the dream, I was holding my hands. I was holding my hands like this with three people. And I prayed a prayer. I won't reveal the names of the people, the identity. And we prayed a prayer and we said that, let me get the prayer point. So, that nothing shall displace me from your love and nothing shall replace me in your love. Amen. So, if you have somebody around you, hold hands with them and agree. And that prayer, I think, is based on Romans 8, because I like to support every revelation with scripture. Romans 8:31, let's go there. What shall separate us from the love of the Lord? Let's read it and then we'll pray. Please don't log off until we close. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who shall be against us? Continue. Is it 30? Continue, go up. I think it's before. Go up. Is it before? Multimedia, help me. No. Is it 29? Okay, go to 36. I think it's towards the end. It's towards the end. Yes, go. Want to go. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, which is in Christ Jesus. Say, Father, I declare, nothing shall displace me from your love, and nothing shall replace me in your love. Let's pray. Say, in this election, nothing shall displace me from your love. Nothing shall replace me in your love. In Jesus' mighty name. What I saw in that vision had to, it appeared to be something to do with this season. You know, that nothing should happen that would separate you from God's love. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss anything. Is there anything I'm missing? Okay, we're set to launch out into the deep. I've shared that one. In case you came late, I shared that you have received favor, but favor needs a platform to express itself. So take steps of faith, launch out into where? The deep. Take huge steps of faith. Start that business. Apply for that job. You know, pursue that God-given big dream. And favor will speak in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. What else? Am I forgetting anything? Altar call. This is a very high point in the Hallelujah Challenge. If you are not born again, I want to give you an opportunity to know this Jesus that has saved my life, that gave my life a meaning, that has made me a joy of my generation. For in Him we live, we move, and have our being. If you confess Him as Lord and believe Him in your heart, you will be saved and your sins forgiven. So say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Thank you for dying for me. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came, you died, and you rose again. Thank you. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me. Wash me with your blood. Break the power of sin and write my name in the book of life. I confess you, my Lord and Savior, and I declare that I am born again. Father, I declare everyone who has prayed that prayer saved to the uttermost in Jesus' mighty name. Congratulations, my new brother and sister. Please go to hallelujahchallengelive.com.newconvert and you will see a form. Please fill it and we'll get back to you in the course of the challenge. Amen. By the way, we bought, I'm ordering for 5,000 new believers pamphlets written by one of our brothers. Very good book. We will send them out free of charge. For those who live in Nigeria, it's something that you need to read. We'll send it out with a Bible. Okay, so let's do it with a Bible. And please, if you don't have a Bible-believing church, find a Bible-believing church. An emphasis on Bible-believing church. Not every church is a Bible-believing church. And there are all sorts of churches these days. But look for a church where Jesus is Lord, the Word of God is preached in totality in truth, and the Spirit of God is given free room to express Himself. Amen. All right. And what else? Father, we bless the couple that gave us the gen. We bless them. May they be the first partakers of this blessing. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Okay, let's wave our journals. Don't ask for anything on that journal. Just say, Father, I thank you because all have come to pass. Say, it has come to pass. It has come to pass. Mrs. Lawal, the prayers you are praying for your children in this season, may they come to pass. Amen. Father, we join our faith with your daughter. Every prayer she's been uttering for her children, her grandchildren, her family, let them come to pass. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's what Eli did. Eli did to Sarah. He said, you know, he just endorsed the prayer. So to Hannah. Amen. Wave them. Say, Father, thank you because they've come to pass. Thank you. Thank you. To be Chukwu sing. Today we are going to have, I'm going to have some guests. I'll reveal them to you. Today we're going to have another set of guests, maybe one guest or two. We want to take it up again, some notch. Amen. And thank you for being a blessing to the team. You've given generously. But if you feel still led to bless the team and to partner, go to the page. You would find the details. And Dulce, Frank, the rest said to say thank you. Thank you for blessing them. Apostle also said thank you. I know some people were asking for his dorm account because they said that his naira couldn't receive anymore. So we'll see how you can write us if you need that detail, and we'll send it to you. Amen. Father, as we blow this trumpet, we seal today's meeting and we declare that, and it came to pass. Now, what did I say? When you leave here, write it boldly on your journal, on your status, on your post, on your feed, and it came to pass. Put the scripture there. What scripture? Joshua 21:45. Joshua, and it all came to pass. Then you put in bracket all the good promises. Then you can align them. Amen. Father, we declare prophetically that there failed not us of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto this people, unto Nigeria, unto every man and woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice. For all came to pass. In Jesus' name. Today, 11:59. Come on, team.